Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
There's a couple of main stories across the papers today, but we'll start with the 16 men found in a container on board a ferry yesterday morning. The Irish Independence headline today: desperate asylum seekers found in trailer after noise alerted ferry staff. The Mirror and the Daily Mail both leading with this story as well this morning. Miracle on the ferry, thank God they're alive. That's the headline there. And the Irish Times goes today with new centres planned for 5,500 asylum seekers as 16 migrants found on lorry. This is 16 people, all men, spent up to 12 hours in the trailer of an articulated tractor unit before being discovered at Rosslare Port yesterday. And they had travelled on a ferry from Cherbourg before the staff at the port discovered them. Now, they spent the night in a reception centre in Dublin. The Irish Examiner now leading this morning with a warning from the Immigrant Council of Ireland, warning that Ireland will see more cases of people risking their lives to come here unless the government commits to solutions that allow people to safely and legally escape their own countries. And the Irish Times leading then today with the government now planning to house nearly 5,500 asylum seekers in new direct provision centres across the country at a cost of more than €320 million over the coming years. According to the Times, tender documents show that the Department of Justice is seeking providers to operate centres in 8 different regions covering 26 counties across Ireland. And the Department's Secretary General Aidan O'Driscoll, quoted in the Irish Times today, has said the programme of engagement will be carried out with communities as the locations of the centres are finalised, and it's understood the department will also begin analysing the bids for the contracts as well in the coming weeks. And of course, as you will know, because it's been widely discussed over the past number of weeks, the department has been under pressure to find accommodation for asylum seekers following over 3,700 applications in the first 9 months of this year. It's the highest level since back in 2008. There's more on that story in the front of the Irish Times, and as you heard Ciarán mention there a few moments ago, that's going to be widely discussed on News Talk Breakfast from 7 o'clock this morning. The lead story in the front of the Irish Independent this morning, the headline there: hunt on for kidnappers, millions in Lunny probe. While the Star and the Sun and the Herald all lead this morning with Lunny probe arrests. Torture gang ram raid is the Star's headline there today. This is photographs across really the three tabloids today of the moment. Elite Gardaí, Armed Gardaí carried out morning raids on the alleged suspected Kevin Lunny kidnap gang. That's the headline across the Sun too this morning, but there's more on those arrests right across all of the papers too today. Another story that you'll be hearing much more about this morning on the front of the Irish Examiner. You may also have heard it in our news bulletin there, and the headline in the paper today: most women killed by partner or ex. This is the new figures, the Legacy of Loss Femicide Watch findings for 2019. This is contained in the Women's Aid Femicide Report that's going to be launched this morning. It shows that more than half of women murdered here in this country since 1996 have died at the hands of a current or former partner. Now, strangers make up just 13% of perpetrators of female homicide in this country, and almost 9 in 10 of these women have been killed by a man known to them. And according to the findings, 5 women died violently in the Republic of Ireland already this year, and since 1996, when the records first began by Women's Aid, 230 women have died violently, as well as 16 children ranging from 5 months to 14-year-old teenagers who were killed alongside their mothers. And there's more on the really stark findings of the Women's Aid report on the front of the Examiner today. And also, for anyone affected by that, their helpline number is 1800 341 900 as well. Now, to some of the other stories that you'll be hearing much more about this morning, the front of the Irish Times today. It's the lead story in the paper: most older children don't get enough exercise. That's the headline. 7 out of 10 older school children in this country are not getting enough daily physical activity, with inactivity more common among girls than boys. And according to this international Lancet finding that's published, it's the Child and Adolescent Health Journal, it shows that 71% of Irish 11 to 17 year olds get insufficient physical activity every single day, thereby actually compromising their health. And the figures also hide a gender gap of more than 15%. It's the largest in the world alongside the US between Irish boys and girls, and over 63% of Irish boys were deemed to be insufficiently physically active, rising to 80% among young girls. We want to know how much physical activity or exercise your own teenagers, especially those ranging in age from 11 to 17, what are they getting on a daily basis, for instance? We will have further reaction to this story coming up here on Breakfast Briefing in around 10 minutes time. And also this week's Between the Lines programme focuses on exercise and obesity in children and teenagers, and that will be podcast on our Go Loud app from 10 o'clock this morning. The Irish Times also leading today, or the Irish Examiner I should say, with Vodafone to refund 72,000 customers. The mobile phone operator has been reprimanded by the communications watchdog Comreg for failing to tell customers they would lose out on offers by topping up early, and the company has been ordered to refund to 72,000 customers. Comreg said Vodafone had failed to comply with customer information requirements over an 18-month period from September 2016 to March 2018. And Vodafone, according to the Irish Times or the Irish Examiner, has accepted the findings and agreed to refund the customers and also to clarify its information practices. And there's more on that story in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also in the Irish Times today, page two of the paper, the HSE it has issued a warning, of course, as the flu season now gets underway. The 30 cases have already been reported. 19 people have been hospitalised, and also one person has had to be treated in intensive care as a result of the virus so far this winter. This is according to HSE officials, and they say that the winter flu season is on the way with an upsurge in cases over the past week. And there's more details on that story, page 2 of the Irish Times this morning. But also there's an interesting survey on page 8 of the Irish Independent this morning. A third of people still have doubts over safety of vaccines. A lack of information and concern about side effects are the biggest barriers cited by a third of people in this country who remain unsure about vaccines. And this Ipsos MRBI poll showed 7 in 10 people trust vaccines and believe the medical evidence for their effectiveness. But there's also a third who took the survey and they have questions about the safety of vaccines. We want to know, did you get the flu vaccine this year? And if so, tell us why. And if not, tell us why you didn't as well. You can do so on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. Also, saving the Irish Examiner today. You may have heard this as well in the news bulletin. People still cite rainy day as the main reason for saving a little bit of cash, because adults in this country are more likely to be saving for a rainy day, with many millennials putting money away for a deposit for a house, and 1 in 4 baby boomers focusing on large household bills. And more than 4 out of 5 people in this country have a bank, credit union or post office savings account, according to the national survey carried out by the Banking Payments Federation of Ireland.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.